This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here's the question as we open up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. What happens when two old Jewish guys get together? Do they reminisce? Do they kvetch? Do they look backward? Do they look forward? You know, with Liam Sheff, it's amazing. My good friend Liam, you're always looking forward, although looking backward to learn from it, but you're still, as much as you, and we've talked about this on the air, my friend, and we're going to get an update because a lot of people love you, care about you here, you really are still delving into what's happening to what kind of future we have for those that are still going to be around here.
Yeah. I mean, I look back, I'm an historian. I spend actually as much of my day as possible reviewing, well, what's called the long 19th century, which... And even before the age of royalty and kingdoms are coming together, kingdoms in Europe, which very slowly and begrudgingly gave way to the industrial age. And we really live in, we're the fruit of the industrial age, and we don't know it. So we're absolutely blind, immune to an understanding of history.
Right.
Looking back that way gives one a perspective on where we are now that I think most pundits, politicos, writers don't have. And I didn't always have. I always had a sense of it because I studied Latin in school, and I was always aware that, you know, deep beneath the surface, we were Rome, we were imperial, we were always overreaching and trying to hold on to the things that made the economy work. And we still do. Maybe we can talk about that thing that makes the economy work.
Sure. But think about the rape, kill, pillage, and burn history of humans on planet Earth. It's not like what we see today is all that new. It's the same thing repeated with perhaps more technology, perhaps not, depending on how you look at history. But we've talked about this on the air, Liam, about my I hated history in school because it was all about disparate facts with no connection to anything today, much less why things happen. Until I began to study history on my own, and I said, oh, wow, this is something else. I'm actually learning about the nature of humanity, or its lack thereof, and how it fits into today, so I could kind of put proper context. And context is everything. But before we go headlong into like a lot of the oil discussion we have, and links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, how are you doing, my friend? Because people, again, they ask all the time, how's Liam? They're worried about you, concerned about you. So,
I would assume that I'm dying, without any exaggeration. And I just don't know how long I can kind of tolerate this, the 15,000 hertz in my left ear. And we'll see. I have to take drugs, to replicate sleep.
Wow.
And I have a 3 hour or so, and I'm still really in it. So I have a 3 hour or so detoxification program that I go through every day that involves gallons of vitamin C, turmeric, antioxidants, every other thing. Then I get to eat my one meal a day that I can tolerate. So I would assume that I'm dying. I would sort of project in the direction that I'm going to be leaving the planet within a relatively reasonably short period of time, not a day, not a week, but long before it should have been. And that all happened to due to dentistry. And I'd like to talk about that, but we will talk about it, but I want to hit the economic stuff first if we can.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, bubbles, booms, busts, you know, you guided me to understand that oil was the replacement for slave labor, in a sense. You know, it's like, how do you get energy outputted? You know, the people were the slaves all those years ago, building societies, whether it would be Egypt on forward, and then, of course, cotton in the South, everything like that, and then oil came to be, and suddenly everybody pretty much lived like kings, I mean, to some degree.
Well, yeah, well, we do live like kings, and we have since about 1950-something, when World War II ended, Levittown was built. People were moved very far away from agriculture, and instead of, you know, I mean, here's a trick question for the audience. It's a trick because nobody will guess it right. What was the population of the rural agricultural United States, even though it was industrializing, what was the population in 1790? The United States, not a city in the United States, but the whole U.S., 48 contiguous states.
Well, what we had at that time is the territory, but was it 1 to 3 million? That's my guess.
Yeah, it was 4 million people.
Okay.
So, you know, add coal and then add oil starting in 1850, and, you know, by 1900, you have nearly a billion people. Add an enormous allotment of oil from East Texas and California in the early 1900s and the motor car. And the population of the United States, a billion people worldwide,
yes,
United States. And you know, several dozen million in the U.S. And then multiply that through the course of one century, or a century in 16, 17 years, and we're up to 320-330 million in this country, this land mass. Nobody's farming. 30 or so undocumented citizens who are doing most of the labor that other people don't want to do, even though they're complained about. They want to put up a wall. They'll find nobody to build the wall, you know, cheap enough except the Mexicans. So Trump's idea will fail. This country's in breakdown, you know, mode, and a lot of people know it, and a lot of people see it. There's a myth that goes around the internet. There are two myths. One is that we have more oil than we'll ever be able to use, and the other is that we either will have free energy because Jesus will ride a T-Rex down or a unicorn down with Tesla on his shoulders, and the machine, Tesla's machine, will convert radioactive waste into edible, you know, food, and turn dead soil into good soil and human waste into, I guess, clean water or good fertilizer. So minus that machine happening in exactly the way I described it, what we're up against is an energy system in which 96% of all movement on the planet is governed and derived from petroleum, which is mostly diesel and gasoline. The rest of the barrel of petroleum goes to things like tar, you know, and a little bit of plastic, and a lot of petrochemicals that go into the pharmaceutical biz,
right?
Which is the primary, you know, sort of hobgoblin of our work. You know, we've looked at the pharmaceutical biz and its dangers. I'd like to revisit that in the second half of the show.
Sure.
So we've run out of the cheap stuff. There's no doubt in the world among any petroleum geologist working at any petroleum company that we're out of the cheap stuff. That's all gone. We're now in medium grade, heavy, expensive stuff that's harder to pull out. Stuff in Venezuela is a medium grade to sticky grade stuff. It's deeper, it's harder to pull out. You have to spend more oil to get the oil, therefore it's worth less. Not worthless, but worth less.
Can we say we're in the age of fracking, even though it seems to have come and gone to some degree here in the States, and other areas of the world are still going, hey, we can frack there,
no,
we can frack there.
We're deep in the age of fracking. The United States is still fracking, even though I don't have the exact number, but I think two-thirds of all companies that were lulled or lured into the fracking business are out of business. They, you know, Chapter 11, they're bankrupt, which means that the banks will collapse again probably this year or 2018 because people won't be able to afford to pay their mortgages, because mortgages are still being bundled into what they call CDOs. If you watch or read the book, the Big Short, or watch
the
movie.
Yeah, I saw the movie. Stunning what it revealed. Also, the only way they can stave it off, and this has been going on since Ron Paul has been saying it, the only way they can do is they can print their way out of it until it doesn't work anymore. That's it.
Well, right. So we've got $20 trillion in debt, which is a really meaningless number, because money really is only a stand-in for the energy behind the money, the petrodollar, to do the work. If the energy to do the work is not there. The work will not get done. So Trump's idea of reinvigorating America and making it was in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s is, can Don beep a word for me?
Yes, he can beep.
Okay, it's absolutely retardedly stupid. Don, beep that. But you get the point. This is not going to happen. We don't have the resources anymore. So if you voted for Trump because he's a little bit anti-vaccine, and or you know, okay.
Well, and we know why, because all the families we met, the moms and dads, it was a single issue. You know, it was like.
But if you.
Yeah.
You know. But if you voted for him because you think he's going to reinvigorate America, let's talk about what we actually have here in America. And I didn't mean to cut you off. Let's just talk about what we have in America. We are out of cheap oil in America. All of the big fields are long drained. What we have are two shale, what they call plays or fields. One is called the Eagle Ford, which is much of Texas. One is called the Bakken, which is much of the Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, some of Saskatchewan. There's been a recent flurry in the press about how they're building an XL pipeline so to take some of this stuff, to transport it, and, you know, people got involved with that because they thought it was trampling on Native American rights. What they don't understand is that with every keystroke, with everything they listen to on the internet, with every shopping trip they take to the Whole Foods or their version of a Whole Foods in their town to get all the non-GMO stuff that's shipped from Bolivia or Chile or wherever, mm-hmm. They're participating in that game, and there's no way out of it. There's no way out of 96% of what we do.
But those who believe in the alien technology beam down, like you mentioned, did you coin this phrase or term hopium, or did this come from somewhere else?
It came from the peak oil movement, and I championed the phrase, but I didn't invent it. Hopium, I'm in favor of opium, by the way. I'm not in favor of hopium. It's good to hope. Mm-hmm. But it's better to plan. In fact, hope, like sticky sentimentality, can really leave you bound into terrible situations. Like the wife who's being regularly beaten by her husband, but remembers that nice trip they took to Niagara Falls, and holds it in her heart that one day that could return, is holding on to sentimental hope, and she's going to continue to be beaten until she dies. We are in that situation here in America. If you hold on to hope that this intense... Now, the Bakken and the Eagle Ford were promised to bring us energy freedom. And because they were so explored, they've revealed a number of what we might call sweet spots that were pretty decent to get oil out of. Now, this oil is... The break-even prices of Saudi oil were, you know, a couple bucks a barrel. I mean, these are legacy fields.
All right, context is where we are today, this hour, Liam. I got to take a break. Liam Sheff is my guest, and we're discussing how to get beyond hopium and you know, recognize not many people you know were alive at the time before this oil boom that changed the world, changed certainly the way we view life. And to talk history is very important to see where we're going. If not for you and me, then perhaps our kids and grandkids. So stick around.
Exactly.
Lots more broadcast healing to go on some level after this.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
When we look back in history, and again, this is something that was not taught in high school or grade school or even college to put context on this stuff. Like, we grew up in the Empire State Building. I was in New York, Liam. For goodness sake, I was born at NYU, came into this world there. Looking up at all these tall buildings, we don't have any conception of how that happened. But you reminded me on the break that at the time the Empire State Building was built, a barrel of oil, not a gallon, a barrel of oil was $2.
Yeah, a barrel of oil was between $1 and $2, sometimes as low as 5 cents for the early part of the 20th century. By the 1960s, it was between 2 and 3. The United States peaked in oil production in 1970-71, and the barrel of oil shot up to $12 because we weren't, no matter what we did, we couldn't produce as much. So we had to suck at the teat of the Saudis, and when we didn't favor them in Egypt and in the war with Israel in 73-74, they embargoed us and we were terrified.
Because I remember the long lines. I remember being as a kid being in the long lines, seeing it. I'd never seen anything like that. But we were told oil was, you know, we didn't have access to oil. That was a big thing.
Right.
It's like, so it's not like we haven't had some level of warning in our history. But
again, we ignored it.
Yeah, but of course it was said to be all political. It was all political.
It wasn't political.
Yeah.
None of it was political. And the games that are going to be played will continue to be played. Let me put this in the simplest terms, and if the audience takes nothing away from anything I've ever said, take this away. We are a resource-dependent mammal. If you don't think we're a mammal, please go fill the bathtub and try to breathe for a while. Just try it. Don't do it too long, but you'll get the point. We breathe air. We're born out of the uterus. We suckle at the teat. We are a mammal. Whether you like it or not, we're a mammal on planet Earth that is resource dependent. Our primary resources used to be food, water, and land. Now our primary resource is petroleum. It has replaced food. It hasn't replaced water, but it ships water where it should not otherwise naturally go. And, of course, it's polluting the air. Now, oil today is somewhere in the 50s or 60s. I don't have the price point on me, but oil got to $140 a barrel somewhere around 2011 or something like that, 2010. When the world peaked in what's called light sweet crude production. This is the stuff that comes up quite naturally. You use some secondary prodding techniques to get it up out of the ground. It's stuck in pores of sandstone. And then somebody said, well, now that oil's getting very limited and expensive, we can invest in these very expensive techniques to bore down a mile, then bore horizontally another mile, then take billions of gallons of clean water, fill it with carcinogens, silicates, other kinds of abrasive chemicals, acids, and burst open the shale. Now, I spent some of my childhood growing up in Pennsylvania. Now, we picked up shale all the time. It just sort of peels off, and it's iridescent. You know, it has that oily glow, and we knew that there was some oil in it, but the last, you couldn't burn it. And the last thing anybody thought was, one day we'll be dependent on this crap. Well, we've become dependent on this crap. So we invested in the shale boom. That drove the price of oil up because the cost of extraction is so much cheaper than drilling for 3 or 4 days to get a couple hundred thousand barrels of oil out of a well that gushes for 4 years. I mean, we're talking about spindle.
But after the 2011, when the price went, you know, $5 a gallon in California based on that, suddenly the prices started dropping and people thought, wow, it's an oil boom again. You know,
shale revolution.
Yeah, and it came down to levels that were cheaper than we were kids if you adjust for inflation.
Well, yeah, and that was all fixed. Now, if you really want to figure out what happened, everybody took out loans. Everybody in the oil business who went into this took out loans. The loans haven't been paid back, and I don't know if it's 60 or 70%, but a majority of companies that were involved in fracking are in bankruptcy, which will blow back on the banks any day now. I think 2017, 2018 is a great year for another total banking fiasco. Okay, let's talk about India and China for a second. When we were growing up, and I mean in the 70s, India and China used essentially no oil at all. Now China's at least second oil consumer in the world, and India was trying to catch up and become, you know, a second world to a first world nation in parts. It's over for India, and they've pulled back banking notes because they're too large, and they're limiting what people can draw, and there are huge lines outside.
Well, they're
banks.
Going back a century again, and they were just catching up. So this is the perspective, folks. We need to discuss this. I've had visions in my own life to say, you know, there'll become a time probably in our lifetime where a lot of people are not going to be here anymore because of the shock. Now, I'll get into that concept as it manifests physically here on this planet, talking with Liam Sheff this hour. Special edition, we talk peak oil as well as the hopium associated with modern medicine and even natural medicine. So stick with us, we got a lot more to do.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrett-Dier, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
When we talk about preventing cancer years down the road, we don't say, well, wait until you have cancer and then live differently. I want you to think contextually about energy production, oil, access to energy, and what that means to the way we're comfortably living, or so to speak, because that has also contributed to cancer, ironically. But if we talk about peak oil, the diminishment of access to cheap oil, and what it means when that oil price goes up and up and up to a point where it's just not feasible, what does life look like? And we've talked about this with Liam Schaff before, and Liam's, you know, the philosopher and historian that he is,
looks at these things and tries to communicate it, and some people, you know, don't like hearing it. But we need to talk about it. I got to talk to my kids about this. You know, long after I'm gone, I want them prepped. That's why, you know, we started the gardens in the back when Liam was here, teach them how to do some basic things. And, you know, will it be enough? I don't know, but it's going to be something. I want to do something.
So for people who don't believe it, and, you know, they believe the press releases, let's talk. In 2015, there was a press release in London that near Gatwick Airport, they had possibly... Let me say something a little bit colorful. You might alert producer Don, but when oil companies talk about what they've possibly found, you have to understand that it is about the equivalent of a freshman or sophomore in high school talking about how many people he's had sex with. It's clearly not true. He is lying.
It's wishful thinking, in other words.
So they promised 100 billion barrels of frackable oil near London. Well, it's about two years later, and can you guess what the estimate's been downgraded to now that they've started drilling? It was 120 billion barrels.
Remember? Right. I saw something that said it was down to 10 billion.
Yeah, so their estimate, not what they've recovered, but their estimate now is 10 billion. And if that sounds like a lot, we use 35 billion barrels of oil a year in the world, and that is only growing as economies grow. And it also doesn't come out all at once.
It sounds also similar to the official stories you've written about, and, you know, including that poliovirus causes paralysis in everybody that gets it except for 99.95% of those people.
Right. Well, it's a different story, but similar idea. You know, But yes, it is an official story. So they put out their perspective like a high school kid writing, you know, filling out a Playboy questionnaire of his sexual prowess. You know, it's nothing. But they make it sound so great. Now, a couple of years into it, they tell the truth, which is, well, we can't really frack there. You know, the water rights are too contentious. England has stood up to fracking in a way that we haven't in the United States, even though some of England has being fracked, and it is frackable by law. Some of it's not. Now, they've said in Australia that they found either three or 200, either three or 200 billion barrels in the desert near Adelaide. I don't know if you are familiar with Australia, but it is a great continent of sand and rock with precious little water. All of the cities are overpopulated and the drought is extraordinary. So what are you going to do when fracking requires billions of barrels of water for any individual frack?
Are they building a Balkan-sized pipeline from Tasmanian Sea? I mean, I haven't heard anything about that. But again, the range. We found 200 billion. Well, maybe we've only found 3 billion. We're not sure. We're sure but there's hopium involved.
There's hopium involved. And hopium is, you know, false hope. It's an advertisement to get things going. Now, if you want to understand how dire our oil predicament is, you can understand that we will be using less soon, which is a good thing, because when you conserve, you can actually make a limited resource last a lot longer. Another thing that high school boys don't know about, but if you go a little slower, you can make things last. See, it's still me, still the same.
Still book. Liam. See, we love you, Liam. Thank you for bringing some levity into it, because it's pretty, you know, it's pretty intense when we're bringing this stuff out. You know, it's some serious stuff. And I think the solution ultimately, well, I can't say the, I just say we got to find a way to laugh through it all. We got to find a way to commune in spirit with one another. Because this whole artificial reality, as it is, electronic gadget to electronic gadget, yeah, it's not going to be fulfilling when there's no oil running.
And there will be oil. It will be for the 1%. It will be for the military-industrial complex. It might, you know, the government might, you know, restrain its use to trucking routes so that people don't go hungry all at once. It's not like we're going to wake up one day and suddenly say, oh, there's no oil. The price will go up to a point, but it won't. The problem is, as my Facebook peak oil friend David Smart pointed out, among others, that oil lives within a range. And oil that can be got for under $35 a barrel keeps an economy like ours going. At 35, it begins to stagger and stutter a little. Between 35 and 70, people don't do as much. The cost of goods goes up. We say that we're not affected by inflation, but things I've measured the products, the very basic products that I buy cost six times more and are usually in smaller packages these days than they did in 1990. So there's something that's happening. Now, if you want to figure out how serious this is, you can look at a little country like Bolivia, which is, you know, mostly pure nature, and they are now being approached as the next frack land. Well, this will devastate the country, and the limited resources they have there to fight back are already sort of gone. The government's almost all the way bent over, ready to not only invest in fracking, but to invest in nuclear power. Now, the response from Bolivian thoughtful activists is, are you bleeping kidding me? We don't have the resources to sustain this sort of thing. How are you looking at us for this? It's because there's oil in Africa. China's got its mitts on that. It's got ownership rights to most of that. The Cantarell field, which supplied the United States when the Saudis weren't our best friends anymore, is been in decline for the better part of a decade. So Pemex, which is Mexico's nationalized company, has raised the prices of gas, causing riots in Mexico City and even close to the border in Tijuana. But they can't do the favor anymore of just giving it away to the citizens. So if anybody thinks that this is a big game, you know, take your head out of your aspirin or whatever you want to say, there's a lot of hopium involved. Now, people who say that solar is the solution misunderstand. We use oil for everything. We use electricity to light the lights. We use oil to grow food. We can't use electricity to grow food. So when oil becomes more limited, which it is becoming, and more expensive, and the cost gets to a certain level, the investment in oil will cease and dry up, as most of the fracking fields in America, most of them that were being heavily invested in, are now just sitting there, having been drilled, but are not being pumped, because past a certain point, you can't get people to invest. Now, I think Stephen St. Angelo, SRS Rocco report, pointed out in one of his excellent essays that nobody who invested in fracking made one red cent from that damned business. Nobody made any money from it because it's too cost intensive, and they had to sell below production price to match the Saudis and everybody else. Said, screw you, we don't have to sell you oil at $140 a barrel just because you have to. You know, because your price point is $90 to $140 a barrel. So they flooded the market. We've now got a flooded market. We've got an oil glut around the world, which is confusing.
That's the sort of bait and switch, whether it's purposeful or not, that kind of causes people maybe listening to this program going, Liam, Robert, what are you guys talking about? You know, gas is as cheap as it's ever been relative to, you know, 30, 40 years ago. Cost of inflation.
It used to be 25 cents a gallon, so it's not. But people are boiling frogs. You know, we get used to it. We got used to $4. We complained at $5 and $4 a gallon, so now it's $2.50, $2.80, and we're like, it's better than $5. So we're boiling frogs. And unless, again, a magical machine comes out of the sky with Nikola Tesla riding the unicorn and Buddha and Jesus and Krishna all waving.
I'm not picketing against it, but, again, I don't see evidence of it coming out.
Well, we're in a decline. Look, we're in a decline. When we're looking at Bolivia, when we're looking at Venezuela, which only has thick tar, I mean, Cinzano pumped that pretty well dry, and we left it alone for a long time. Then we're looking at hopium. So what's... You know, the answer, and I don't know if we'll have time to...
We got 3 minutes in this segment left. I want to get some stuff going here, because there are links in the show notes, folks, but go on.
What's the answer? The answer is to stop being involved in the national political scene. The answer is to get out of any area that cannot grow food. Now, I know nobody is going to listen to me except 0.1% of you, and that's fine. It's fine. But the 0.1% of you listening who get it and go, you know what, I'd rather be in a place that can grow food than Las Vegas versus Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Tucson, New York City. I'd rather be in a place that can sustain a local population of 10,000 based on local fields. I'd rather sell my plastic crap, get in the car, drive somewhere, rent a rental property, and get involved in a permaculture aquaponics, hydroponic community, then just believe, because they're going to hold it out for 3 or 4 more years. They're going to rape Bolivia.
Well, while you can, while you can make the move, do so. And this is the good thing about social media, if you can. Facebook, I got permaculture groups I've connected to, and we're starting to have events regularly. And we're going to them, and people are helping each other out to set this stuff up to really, so it's, you know, whatever that 0.1% is, they're real people. I know some of them. I'm getting to know more of them. And that's why you've been encouraging that. I want to encourage that everywhere. If you're listening, the sound of our voices coming through to you, start connecting through the social media, because it's a great way, because, you know, otherwise I don't, where are you going to find them? Now we can find them. And you can find
each other. Meetup.com.
Yeah.
Meetup.com, and look in your area. But if you're in an area that can't grow food, get the frack out, because if you know, I really mean it. Get the frack out. Like I said, if they're looking at raping, and I mean raping the resources of Bolivia, they're looking at Australia. There's no way they're going to get a couple billion barrels out of the desert there unless it's just free flowing and they missed it. But the whole world has been scoured for the easy oil, so this is all shale, and it's very hard to get. And they will keep doing it as long as they can. But at a certain point, the economy will contract and collapse. And when the economy contracts in America, we go into recession, hyperinflation, stagflation, all that kind of stuff that we were familiar with from the 70s that we thought was over. It's not over. It's going to come back. It was back. Mm-hmm. That's what 2008, 9, 10, and 11 were about. And then we hyper-fracked. Now we're going to other places to hope that they'll let us
right in
their
country for the last little bit we can get. All right, at the risk of asking too much for too little time, we've got one more segment left with Liam Sheff. Healing. Where does healing play a part? You know, I say the power to heal is yours, but what if it isn't? We're going to tackle that philosophically in a few minutes we have left to the best of our ability. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, read the links in the show notes today. Go back, listen to this show again or previous ones we've talked about so you can let this soak through you, because I know it's not the most fun topic that we've ever covered, but important nonetheless. That's why I have Liam on here. I'm grateful to you, Liam, for sticking around as long as you can. I don't want you to suffer, my friend. You know that. But at the same time, I appreciate your spirit, your tenacity to get through this. And I know a lot of folks have tried to help you to get well. And you know I'd do anything for you to help you as well. But I recognize there's some things that, you know, I've dealt with in my life. I've been able to overcome a lot. But my wife has still got, you know, her neurological things. And we're, you know, dealing with it in the best way we can. And so controversy abounds. There's hopium in the natural health community as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of hopium in the natural health community. And I did some work there because, you know, there's the AIDS myth that you have a test, doesn't test for anything. You got drugs that kill people. It was the vaccine myth that really what was due to sanitation was then granted to really, really dirty injections full of a lot of toxic materials. And so I'm a natural health guy, but I've been a natural health person all my life. I became vegan vegetarian at 19. No, at 16, I started playing around with it. Then I went through a sort of paleo phase, believe it or not, at 18. Mm-hmm. Then I got into veganism. Then that was not enough. So I studied macrobiotics and I really began to understand the biology. I was always a good biology student, so I understood the body and healing. I studied Ayurveda. I included all of the things that are now called essential superfoods, you know, in my diet for a very, very, very long time. And I had very good health for a long time. When I went to the dentist, I was blindsided because I guess I didn't consider a dentist a doctor that I should be afraid of. That woman broke my nervous system. I had some sort of cerebellar stroke or vascular dissection. It progressed and then hit my did something in my nerves in the center of my brain, and my hearing center is no longer functional. So I have probably the worst tinnitus that you can have on earth, which is at the upper range of human hearing, you know, going in my left ear, and it makes me take poisonous drugs at night. Now, I've been approached by a number of people just who just know, they just know that if I just drink enough grape juice or eat enough raw food or eat enough liver.
Or even just believe.
Oh, yeah, right? There's the belief people, the Sarno people. If I just believe, if I just don't give up. And I believe me, I'm still here, and I've tried, you know, most of the things that have been recommended. I've done 15 to 18 sessions of acupuncture. I've done a lot of chiro. I've gone to Western medicine, and nobody in the world has a cure for catastrophic or severe tinnitus. And as my friend Chacacelli pointed out, if somebody had a cure, Pete Townsend, who suffers from it, certainly would be able to afford it. So would William Shatner. But catastrophic tinnitus is in a league of its own. Nobody understands why the brain reacts this way and breaks down this emergency signal. But there's this hopium in the natural health community. And I want to say that for the people who sort of put it out there that you can cure anything if you believe it, F you. You know, really, truly, shut up, because you can't. And the truth is that if a boulder falls on your leg, and I don't mean that you shouldn't care or that it's wrong to try. I mean that it's not true. If a boulder falls on your leg and your leg is smashed in 18 pieces, you're going to have the leg amputated whether you want it or not. And what you do after that is you cope. You don't heal, you cope. And I think that the power to cope might be yours, or it may not be. The power to heal may be yours. I have healed from so many things. I have healed from so many things that I don't even have memory of that they used to bother me, because I have lived such a sort of exemplary lifestyle.
Well, we've had, you know, similar experience in that, overcoming things like that. But, you know, we've got less than a minute to go, Liam, and I know we're...
Well, I don't want to leave on the FU mark. Now, let me just say... People will read Bruce Lipton and they'll say, well, you can do all kinds of magic if you think it. Listen, we come out of a mystery that nobody can understand. We are a human biological machine mammal with a spiritual essence. Here it's having a mechanical experience here on planet Earth. So you're going to have to let go of some hopium over there in the natural health community. And perhaps instead of saying that you can overcome anything, maybe we should start planning for a future, like with oil, where we say we're not going to have everything we want, and we're going to have to make sure that we're building in a resilient system. So even if I don't survive, the next generation has a fighting chance, because we told them the truth.
Yeah. Well,
find truth hopeful.
We'll talk more about that next trip through, Liam. Thanks for sharing what you do. And with that, I'm going to say the power to heal and or cope is yours. And we'll continue this next visit.
And my love to the audience and the people who've tried, and I'm not just trying to be crass, but I think it's an important message to consider.
Yeah, no matter what, we need more vitamin L. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.